This is a map of Ukraine. You can see the areas in red currently under Russian control. Now, President Trump this week didn't rule out Ukraine having to give up some of its territory, something the Ukrainians have rejected. Do you believe that Ukraine should sign a deal that includes giving up any part of their territory, Senator?
Well, think about East Berlin and West Berlin as a way a conflict can be settled, at least for a period of time. North Korea and South Korea is in a state of truce. There's never been a final settlement. But I come on your show a good bit. I want to be honest with you. Ukraine's not going to evict every Russian, and Russia's not going to Kyiv. So there'll be some land swaps at the end. But what would a good deal look like? Make sure that 2022 doesn't happen again. On Biden's watch and Obama's watch, Russia invades. The goal for me, and I think President Trump, is to end it forever. Now, what would that look like? You'll have some land swaps, but only after you have security guarantees to Ukraine to prevent Russia from doing this again. You need to tell Putin what happens if he does it a third time. Pre-invasion sanctions that would crush his economy if he ever did this again. This is really a dress rehearsal for Taiwan. And as to China, we had a good talk. I played golf with the president yesterday. Saturday was the 10-day deadline. China is very much on his mind. He can tell you the top five oil purchasers of Ukrainian oil. He knows who they are. And if this doesn't end well with Putin, everybody buying Russian oil and keeping his war machine going in Russia, you're going to pay a heavy price like India.